Whoever's running the fireside starts when they arrive. That them's the rules. Asher decreed, that's a rule. Them's the rules.
Bro, why are you going to put me on blast like that in your ping? Just say I was saving some orphans or something from a fire.
Hey, what you dream about is up to you, man. Yeah, Atrum understands. All right, we'll give everybody a minute or two more, and then we'll get going. We've actually got quite a number of people are going to talk today, so we're going to do a little director fireside. All right, how's everybody doing today? Are we making it? Well, that's good. All right, so we literally do have quite a few things on our agenda. It started with like three. And then, of course, I made the mistake of asking the directors, like, hey, does anybody have anything they want to add to the fireside agenda? And now we've got like 20. Well, unlike some other people, you know, I don't require claps. You know, I'm not Asher.
Oh, come on, you live for it, man.
I think we should ask to remove some ping rights from some people.
Like, I'm amazed that ping rights were removed from me the day I got them.
Okay, so we're just gonna get going there, guys. We'll get you out for your regular Saturday. Toaster asked me to plug the Intosis Corp. We are doing that. If you've got an alt that you can put in there, it does have to be Omega, just because of the way that the Intosis link actually works. So if you're interested in doing any of that, where we're going out and doing the SOV defense stuff, taking SOV, doing all those kind of things, we do need the Intosis. Right now it is in an allied group, but we have standing set for it. It's okay. Is this a coup? Maybe. So, make sure you're getting the alts in there. Next one that I've got is Kaz is going to talk about it. He's going to talk to us about a change for Bistop mining for March.
Hey, everybody. We are doing some ABC testing. So, beginning on March 1st, we are going to change the mining rules and do Bistop first. If you don't know what that means, or if that doesn't mean something to you, what that means is that when you are mining in a belt, if you see Bistot, you have to mine that first. If there's other stuff in the belt, you can get to it later, but you have to clear the Bistot first. So this rule change very specifically takes effect on March 1, because we want to do a comparison between March and April versus January and February and see how we do on MER and with our own taxes and so on and so forth. So there is not, and there we don't plan currently an exception. There's a question chat about exceptions for Morphite mining. If those share a belt, you should get the Bistot cleared first. I realize that's a little awkward. But like I said, that's part of the experiment we're going to run. There will be a policy post updates. There will be a couple of additional pings about this, because that starts this coming Friday, 6 days from today.
Cool. Thanks, Ken.
There was one question Killerco asked, why Bistot? And the reason is it's the least valuable of all the ores. So what's going on right now is that people will cherry pick everything that's not Bistot, leave the Bistot, then the belt doesn't despawn for 3 or 4 days, I think it is. It's way too long. So it's about 20 times as long as we want on the typical 3 to 4 hour respawn. So Bistot is getting more valuable. Zydrine is not completely worthless. It's not good for a miner to mine, but that basically is what we're going to say is the price for accessing the better ores, the Arcanor, the Merc, whatever that is in the belt. So more on that coming soon.
For those of you who remember the old Ochre rule, this is the same kind of an idea. It's the exact same thing. It's just a new ore type.
Right, and so we talked about this a week or two ago. We're going to make clear that C-type crystals on bad ore like that, including Bistot, is perfectly fine. We'll work on amending the posts for that as well. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, Kaz. You will be hearing from Kaz again a little bit later, but we're going to jump over to Ankh. He's going to tell us a little bit about university. So, Ankh, you're up.
Awesome. So I'm running a little bit of an experiment on this. So I've tasked my subdirectors to ping spam at the appropriate moments with a right, see if that works out. But Hopefully everyone's also noticed I've also got a new mic, so hopefully you guys can actually understand me and actually hear me for a change.
No, we don't.
Fuck you, Apple. But things I want to talk about is, generally speaking, when I took over university, which was about a year and a half ago, we were just university. We were all about teaching new players. And I recently celebrated my 2-year anniversary of being an instructor with university, and I sacrificed to Phoenix as a result of that. And I'm sure Subdorus is going to ping that fucking link right now. There's Nightcall, there's Sonria. But since then, we've grown massively. So if you are a corp director right now, then you should be directing your new players towards university 100%. But at the same time, we've also incorporated Link Swarm. So Link Swarm is now very much educational focused, about people wanting to get into boosts, people wanting to actually fly those ships and actually see how they work. And one of those classes is more than just pressing F1, F2 to fire your links. It's actually about booshing and all that fun stuff as well. And likewise with Link Swarm as well, we've got a whole revamp with Rep Swarm to drive that more towards education, to get people both flying Logi ships and also as Logi anchors as well. Which probably ties me off quite nicely into the last piece of a puzzle that I've recently inherited, which is FC education. So now is a fantastic time to become a skirmish commander. If you've ever been sat there thinking, hey, I've got nothing to do in EVE, I'm just sat there spinning my ship in 1DQ and nothing to do, then there is no reason whatsoever why you can't ping a fleet and take out a fleet and create your own content. And if you are uncertain about what that involves, what that might take, there is a team of about 8 FC mentors that are now stationed within university who are just there to enable you to fly your first fleet. And I have picked on them, bullied them, and caroused them into promising that their first fleet, their first SC class is going to be run in the next 2 weeks. And that's all going to be triggered through Gooniversity. So if you join the Gooniversity Discord, if you're a skirmish commander, you'll immediately be added to a group for skirmish commanders where you can immediately get access to Sonria's wonderful situations that he's been posing to people, but also direct access to TCs, FCs, and directors and courts who can give you just general advice on what you're going to be doing when you're running that first fleet. So if you want to run a fleet, that is the starting point for you. And apparently you can really hear my mouse click.
Yeah, it's a little annoying there, man, but that's okay.
But yeah, that's it from me. So join university, join Link Swarm, join Rep Swarm, join Skirmish Commanders.
Shame that was harsh, man. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I hate you. Now, I have some really good news from our SRP team. Atrum has something cool he is going to tell you guys.
All right. So, effective immediately, all heavy assault cruisers are eligible for Shitstack SRP, including the Ikatsura. So, regular 1 billion per month cap still applies, but there's now 100 million payout for all of those ships. So the next time Sonrare decides to pull Ishtars out of his ass, like, you can get paid for it. There you go. Merry Christmas.
Daddy, no. No, it does not cover your ratting losses, man. Okay, we're going to jump over to Apple. He's going to tell us about some kill mails and some fun story time over the last little bit. So, Apple, why don't you tell us about some shenanigans?
Okay, should I click first? Like, since he clicked, should I click? Or how does that work?
God, please tell.
This is a very confusing fireside.
You're welcome. NC and some other people have been annoying Brave a lot with shooting their neutral ISEC Corp the structures they have in high sec. They war deck that corp, and they're shooting the structures, and like they're near the north, in Aquarius, in Incarnate, etc. They're all those kind of things, are shooting the structures all the time. And so we got a bit fed up with that. Then some drama happened, because last week at one point they were attacking, and then our war deck with Pandemic Horde lapsed. So we didn't have a war deck for 2 weeks with Pandemic Horde. So that was a bit annoying, because we couldn't shoot Pandemic Horde when it would have been useful. So what we decided to do is just war duck the TTT, and then Horde war duck us again, so we could shoot them again. So that all worked out in the end. And then we decided to reinforce their war HQs, so we could have NC not shoot the wars, the structures from Brave anymore, and they were very the system. We have our war structures in Aridia close by, so we can bridge from Sakt directly to our war HQ of next door and protect it, etc. Now NC and Pandemic Horde and PL have done the same. They have done them in the high sec systems near Geminid, so it's very close for them to like defend it, etc. So we decided, like, let's try to get those war decks killed by killing their war HQs, and we never expected that would happen, because, like, it's so close to their space, they must defend it. So the result of that is the following. The first is the war deck for the war HQ from NC Docked, and they kept their name. They kept their name, since they stayed docked while nobody showed up, and we killed it. And earlier today, Pandemic Legion, the scary Pandemic Legion, decided their war HQ was not important enough also. So they decided not to show up and defend their war HQ. So we went from all the way from the other side of the map towards them to bring the fight to them and to shoot them and get everything there, and they decided we were not worthy enough to shoot, or we were too scary, or whatever other issues they have for us to shoot them. So apparently Brave will not get shot for 2 weeks, because the war deck, but now Horde has a war deck still, I think, but they have not tried to reinforce, so we will see how that goes. And that's it. That's basically our enemies doing what they're very good at, and staying docked. I think that's a good TLDR of everything.
Cool, sounds good. All right, shameless plug for Dynex. You know, PI, always the PI. We definitely need more PI for all of the things. And then got a special plug here from Birdog about gun mining, right? So if you guys are not familiar with this, right, this is using the Stormbringers, right, to get all of the loot, and then you reprocess that loot into minerals. It's effectively mining with a gun. That's why we've been calling it gun mining. Asher's talked about this a couple of times. If you're not familiar with doing it, Theta's been doing a lot of tests on things. There are guides about it, so get in there. Get some of that money. People have been clearing sites in such a short period of time, it's almost unreal. Boris, do you want to talk about Mumble updates?
I think he wanted you to say it.
Okay. I could do that too. So we're going to be updating some of the Mumble pieces, and basically what that means is make sure you guys have the newest version of Mumble. Boris is going to put a post up tomorrow about it. We're going to be disabling the 2-account login on it. And if you've got the new version of Mumble, there is a listen to feature that you can listen to another channel, just like it was before we had to have 2 accounts running, 2 instances of Mumble. There's now, you just got one and you can do a listen to it. So Boris is going to be putting a post up about that tomorrow, but that's going to be coming in the next week or 2 weeks. Next one is from me. There is the Control-Alt-Del, which is our Alpha Defense Corp. If you don't have an alt in there for it, please do so. We use those when we are deployed for war. It's a good one to have with it. Weasel was going to be talking, and Weasel, I think I have to unmute you, so let me find you to talk about your moon time shenanigans.
While you look for him, I just wanted to mention that the talking UI on the new Mumble is really, really, really good.
Click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, click, clock.
I really enjoy it as well. It's really good.
The talking UI fits precisely over the spot in the new Eve launcher where there's an ad below your list of pilots. It's excellent.
God damn that fucking clicking. Oh, my God. Harsh,
Jesus. All right, Weasel, so somebody found you before I did. Go ahead and talk to us about the moon time shenanigans.
Right, so I've been told I'm not allowed to talk like an Australian during this. So basically what we've been up to lately during Moontime Shenanigans is Arsehole Squad has been going around and riffing a lot of shit over in Horde Space. We've been fucking with renters and just having a great time. So basically what I'm here to say is if you have Australians or people who fly in that sort of time zone, sort of around downtime before and after, please make sure that they're joining Arsehole Squad. I promise you that we are not the worst people. We are just upside down, so it's completely fine. Am I from New Zealand? No, I'm not. I'm from Australia, and you can fuck off with that.
You mean you're not a Kiwi? Are you sure?
Right, that's it. I'll fight you as well, Ranger. The other thing that I do have to say is make sure you're joining Skirmish Commanders if you do want to learn how to FC. It is very important.
Cool. All right. Thanks. I believe that's everything from our list. If any directors, like if I miss something, please do so. Otherwise, we'll do some Q&A, but I think that's everything. Something from Mike. Dreadalts, yes. Dreadalts are good. More Dreadalts are better. Gamble, I don't even know what you're talking about, so I'm going to say no. Yeah, always PI.
Cerns were not affected in the trig nerf, so...
So, question on the Southeastern Agreement. It is over. It ended a few days ago. And, yeah, now it's just seeing what's going to happen. Diogenes, you only have 312. Man, you're slipping on your PI alt. Cordova, when you go to shoot things, there is a forum post that I believe Sniper put up that has the rules on what can be shot where. Edible, future plans. We're not going to tell you when there's going to be a deployment until we deploy somewhere. So everyone, Southeastern Agreement is over. Yes, it ended a few days ago.
Reglan is back. This is crazy.
Girls, different director do a fireside each week. Well, I gave you like 6 of them today, man. You're asking for a lot for a new person every week. Shameless plug from Sniper, but that is a cool app that he's got. He's had it for about a year now, I think. It's very cool if you guys are doing PI. That's a very cool app that he's built. Non-director host the fireside. No, you don't get to host the fireside, man. I mean, Rieglin, maybe. I do like him. I don't really like you, but, you know, Rieglin, maybe. We can propose that.
I mean, we did talk about the free-for-all fireside.
Weasel, you're lucky I let a Kiwi do it today.
Okay, that's illegal.
Oh, shit, I forgot I didn't remute you. Oh, well. So Jules, that would be a IT guy. You can just put in a support ticket on that, unless one of the IT guys tells me I'm wrong on that one. So from the forums, you can do that.
Belshazzar asks, what can SCs do other than random peacetime, no purpose fleets? I just hate taking out a fleet without any real reason other than content or just practicing for myself. Yeah, go hit an enemy structure. Like, that's like the best thing you can do. You can go hit an enemy structure, be it a jump bridge, anything like that. Reinforce it if they come and fight you and try to stop you. Fight them. That's a good way to get yourself some action and a good way to do something meaningful.
I just got a bingo for someone baiting Asher into saying the word content.
I said action.
You said content.
No, you said content because you read his question.
Oh, you can't like give me not quoting it. That doesn't what? Count.
Yeah.
Wow, well, sounds like somebody's rules lawyering their bingo. Rosie, wow, that is a wall of text there, man. So all the SRP stuff, that would be an Atrum question. Atrum works with the FC team to figure out how to do all that stuff.
Hey, Rossi, this is how it goes. If the fleet has a doctrine thread in the sub-forum, it's either going to get the special programs payout or it's going to get the strategic payout, depending on, you know, what it is in the sub-forum. If it's something that the FC just made up, like straight out of their ass, and there's no other payout for it, it gets shit stacked. That's just kind of how it rolls, man. If we want to get the higher one, then people need to talk to me about the comp they want to roll out, or we get a thread built for it. And that's the rules of the road, dude.
Those fleets with CFIs are special programs. That's why they get pinged as strategic and get paid as special programs. That's like just how things are, because they do special programs.
Okay. Any other questions or we'll call it a day? I don't see anything new for right now. So if you've got infinite money, I like money. even funny that you say that, I will be doing a history Eve histories with Uncle Ranger very soon. I think it's tomorrow. I should look at the calendar.
What's your favorite pet? I thought the current favorite pet from Pandemic Wars, I think, NC. Oh, no, PL, I don't know. Are you talking about that, or?
Wow.
Fucking got him.
From the top rope on Apple.
I thought Apple had used his quota for good comebacks this year.
Apparently not.
No, I'm thinking we call it a fireside on that one. I don't think I can cover anything better than that.
Before you finish, Ranger, you did just remind me to actually check the calendar. So after Fireside next week is going to be Gooniversity versus Brave Dojo. So free ships will be handed out. We are going to go Rifters versus the Atrons and see which is better.
Oh, hell yeah.
So if you bastards lose this, right, you all are fired.
I may or may Goon not have traded Ultrani Phoenix to be the FC for it.
I was like, Goon Rifters. Throwing all the bastards. Yeah, that's what. There you go. This is the Battle of the Bastards. Boom. Done. There you go. talking point. There's gifts and everything. All right, guys. Thanks for coming out. We will see you all next week. Everybody have a good Saturday. And yeah, have a good one, guys.